Here we go. It's Tuesday, June the 27th at about 12:30 for council time.
Very good. Approval of the minutes for June 20th, 2018. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Abstain.
One abstention. Okay, moving on to freight rail dependent use, work session and open house.
So let me put this in a context of we did one-on-one listening sessions on Monday, and so this is a discussion of some strategy in terms of what to present and when to present it.
Okay.
And you have a recommendation from the task force and an open house sometime in August. So I think two key decisions are, what do you present at the open house? Do you have a very specific proposal, or do you have some broad options? And then how do you get to whatever you decide to do at that point? Should there be a work session?
And then
what's the appropriate venue for legal advice? So let me get ahead of it and just say a recommendation would be the week after the 4th of July, there would be an executive session for all the legal issues to be briefed. And then the week after, whether it be a work session or council time, then being a sorting out what to be presented at the open house.
So that's
because we've got the original overlay that was included in the comp plan update, and then we've got looks like maybe two different recommendations now from the advisory council. Mm-hmm. So okay,
yeah. And we were shown some timelines and during the one-on-one,
right?
Kind of.
So if we do that. Legal executive session the week of the...
Right. That would be July 11th.
That would be 11th.
July
11th.
Yes.
Then a week later, whether it be a work session, we'd have to maybe juggle some existing work sessions to do that.
Well, an invite went out this morning for July 18th.
Right.
So okay.
They got juggled. They got juggled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Except it was the same time that we have the SR 500.
So that might have been a little ahead of this time.
There's not much we can do with this.
Okay.
So if there's a work session on the 18th, then you're thinking the open house would be...
We can go maybe mid-August would be my guess. Yeah, mid-August. We're not going to be able to make August 1st.
Well, and depending on what we do, That may implicate how many notices we have to send out.
Exactly.
And if we have 5,000 notices we're sending out, we have to make sure we've got the appropriate venue. And
yes.
Right.
Okay.
I think so the latter, mid-August is a better date for an open house, probably.
Yes. That's what we're looking at, yes.
Okay, so the timeline, that looks good. And then... the what to present at the open house would be determined on the 18th at the work session.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay.
Good.
Good job.
That sounds good. That's all. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Kenzie. You got backups?
This actually.
Do I need to put a round for the road first?
Yeah.
Get everybody's attention.
This should actually be brief, and I don't know if you have a copy of it yet, but we received the final report from the McKenzie group that did this study.
This thick piece of work there?
Yes. And in fact, I don't think that's even all of it. There's other stuff, but oddly enough, these files were too big for our county email systems, so. Can't distribute electronically. But all I really want to mention about this is that the report is in. A copy, I think, went to the Geo Commission last night for them to have in their possession. Further in the agenda, there's a request for the council to hold a work session sometime in the future to go through this in more detail. This could be important for the Geo Commission because as they look at what a new jail facility might look like, the movement of divisions of the sheriff's office out of the jail facility into a different facility would play into freeing up space for a new design of the jail. So all of these things potentially could fit together.
Okay.
So, and again, I haven't even really had a chance to read the draft. We just want to get to you as soon as possible. So we'll just leave it for now and probably have more conversation at a later work session.
Do you know when you may want a work session soon, or can I?
I'm not sure how far out you're booking. I thought at this point you guys were out into the maybe into August or something sometime. So I'll leave that up to you.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's a rush.
When does the jail commission meet again?
July.
Okay. And this and will be will part of that discussion.
They will have had
this. They will have it. I'm not sure when they're going to schedule it for a discussion, and I think we're giving them the option to have the consultant come in and talk about it directly to them as well.
Are we going to have that option?
Yes, at the work session.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's
it. Wow. Okay.
I promise it'd be brief.
A lot of papers, very brief.
Yeah.
So well, just we haven't even had a chance to digest all of it. Yeah,
Well, thank you for getting it to us also.
You bet.
Just so that we have the sequence in order, the jail commission meets in July, but we're thinking we can't have a work session until August.
On this McKenzie
report.
Okay, I stepped out, so I'm...
Yeah, the jail commission meets every 2 weeks, so this
and
will
so,
just
yeah,
be a part of
it. It isn't going to be something they decide on, for sure.
It's just information for
them. Yes. So they consider, my understanding from what I just heard and what I believe to be true is that they're getting this because it should be all a part of what they're looking at. It's a very broad look that the jail commission is looking at, and if they were to move these pieces out or we move, you know, there are just all kinds of options.
So
I hope that they are looking at.
Should be considered holistically.
Yes.
So I want the committee to understand what the nature of this report is and what we're expecting of them in regard to the report. And that, what I'm hearing is, that is simply information for them.
Mm-hmm. They're taking August off, aren't they?
They are, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. That is just information, right?
Yes.
So that they can put it into their
That's correct.
Package of...
Okay, go again.
Yeah.
Councilor reports?
Well, this is under the commissions and task force, but we did get the sample letter, draft letter, to send to the OTC. I waited because I wasn't sure this is what I wanted to send, but I'll just give it to you again. If you have other comments, we have to get this, we have to sign this and get this to them by Friday. I'd like to get it out tomorrow. I mean, I'd like to make sure it gets to them tomorrow.
And you're looking for all five council signatures.
Yes, yes, it's from the council. So it's basically talking about the fact that they've, this, I may change a couple words here in that second paragraph. Option C was chosen as part of the pilot project to toll. And so it is, it will or may become, it's the most eminent reality that may come about. They're doing that in order to see if it would be good to do C, which is both 5 and 205. But I just think that we need to make our position known that we believe it really affects our commuters and
so
detrimental.
The original draft I saw did
include implications for SR 500.
Yes, and 14.
And so you've taken them out now.
This looks like it might be a different
letter. They don't have any authority
actually,
or control.
This is,
over
this is those. I apologize. This
That's
is a,
more of
this is the wrong letter.
Oh.
Pass it down.
Okay, why don't we just give you that?
It was a two pager. I mean, it was one and a half page. I'm sorry, this That's was okay. just one of them.
But we have it. We have the letter.
You have it.
Well,
it was sent to you.
You were redrafting it. So
I was going
to
redraft.
But like
all the only thing that I would add in there that option C was chosen as part of the pilot. That's all I would add. I would only specify why we're addressing C. Not if, but that is what the advisory committee suggested.
So it's a response to C.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a response to the recommendation.
Yes. Good.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Apologize.
Okay. Aren't you glad I asked?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Anything else for counselors? I just have Rick. About Wapato Jail?
Yes, sir.
Did we all get that information?
I just went to you, sir.
Okay, can
you? The steering committee.
Maybe you could just brief that we can't use Wapato Jail so everybody will know.
Okay, brief.
Yeah, that's
it. It will be very brief. You can't use Wapato Jail. How's that?
All right.
Thank you very much. We were posed with asking a question about whether or not we could lease. When we talked to the owners, they did not want Multnomah County involved because they were too expensive. In the past, that's why we haven't used Multnomah County's jail over there. The daily costs were just prohibitive. So we asked the prosecutor's office for a legal opinion on whether or not we could lease that facility. We cannot lease from a private company or private party over there. Nor do I have staff that are certified to work in Oregon, as the Oregon Revised Statute versus the Revised Code of Washington. So that was presented yesterday by Tony Golick to the jail commission and to the steering committee with the email. I'll be happy to send you the opinion.
I would like to see
be great.
Very well.
Specifically what he had to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
happy
you.
To do it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we can't rent from a private entity, is that in state statute, or is that where
I'll
is
send
that
you the, I'll send, I don't want to speak
okay.
out as turn, I'll send you the opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
There was a second part of that.
I think that was one.
It was in the same email, but we'll get it.
Yeah, was.
Regarding
yeah.
the site.
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah.
So we're also, in that opinion, you'll also, the question was asked about where we could potentially
site
a jail.
Yes.
And it is in the county seat.
What?
I'll send you the information. The jail
yes.
has the county seat, Vancouver. So that information is there.
That's
well.
That's a
it's gotta be
a statute.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's based on statute and court case law.
I bet we know where they're going to build it.
Okay.
Maybe we need that.
So,
thank
sorry.
You.
So it has to be within the urban growth boundary or within the city limit. What's where that
it
means?
It said county seat.
City of Vancouver.
So within the city of Vancouver.
That is my understanding. Mm-hmm. Except I'll send you the opinion.
And it's been challenged in court, hasn't it?
I don't know. I just know I shared with Councillor Bolt earlier when I worked for Clallam County, there was a looking at building big court campus right on the edge of town, but it was outside the city limits, and they got hung up on that.
Was it if I'm not mistaken, it's a 2004 case out of Thurston County.
Well, this was way before then, but that was, it was outside the city limits and determined legally couldn't do it.
I'll send you this, but I'll send you.
How is the county seat determined?
By the Revised Code of Washington, if I'm not mistaken.
Pardon me?
By the RCW, Revised Code of Washington.
Well, they didn't say Vancouver, Washington as the county seat for Clark County, did they?
I'm going beyond my scope.
Every county has a county seat.
It doesn't say
I will certainly look. I suspect it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet mm-hmm. it does, too.
Sure it
in
does.
12
here we
years
are.
On the Vancouver City Council, none of us ever knew we were the county seat.
It's a secret.
Well,
you never need to know. That's our courthouse.
Maybe it was need to know.
That's what sort of makes it a seat.
Yeah.
Courthouse.
Could be even in when they incorporated the state.
Yes, it goes way back, I'm sure.
Yeah. When the county was.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for talking.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
So we have two people coming up. Thanks for
That's why I walked out to reschedule.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they're coming sooner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, but we there's some work session requests.
Yes.
The first one, the docket amendments requested for September the 5th. This is an annual ritual.
Docket amendments?
Yeah, okay. Docket amendments. So that's a good. The next one on the list is the Clark Conservation Soil Conservation District.
I talked to the Conservation District. They don't need it.
Okay.
I don't think. Some of us want it. Okay.
And I met with...
Are they going to go through the statutory process?
Yeah, they'll go through that. So we all know.
Okay. So we are going to go through that again.
Yeah.
So no. No on that.
And...
But in the back, I met with two of their board members and their interim director, and they said, you know, where do we go from here? And I said, that's up to you. So, and then Marlia is the staff contact for them. So that's, she prepared this because they said, well, should we have a work session? And consulting with Councillor Bolt, I guess it's no.
Okay.
So we should expect to hear from them as a request for a public hearing.
Yeah.
When would that be coming forward?
I don't know. They have to have their public hearing and all of that. So.
Yeah, I think in the...
So when would that be between now and November?
Yep. Mm-hmm. By December.
Probably.
In the background, it says that the Conservation District will, by August 1st, have completed its process as required by state law and submit a system of rates and charges for approval.
Okay. Very good.
So that's the Shoreline Master Program. There's a request for a work session. The background in it says that the proposed amendment is a council-approved docket item for 2018. And the Planning Commission has had a public hearing and made a recommendation to approve the proposed amendment and needs council action. So this thing is, it sounds like it's in the works.
So would that be the tiny house? Or?
I don't think this is the same thing as the
ADU.
Oh, Shoreline Master Program Amendment. Different, sorry.
But I wonder if this is an opportunity to address that issue because we already have it on. I mean, if we're doing the work session, could we roll that issue into it?
I guess.
Planning Commission would have to redo. That wouldn't be included in the scope of the current proposal.
Different shoreline issue. Yeah, this is totally different. So the question then, do you want a work session on this other topic, or do you want to just go to public hearing?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, if we're going to be asked to take some action, I'd rather have a little more background.
Okay, so yes.
Can we just get the background and then decide? I mean, if it's just minor technical changes, I don't think we need a work session. But if it's something policy and substantive, then yes, we would have a work session. I guess I'd like to know what the changes are before we decide on a work session or not, at least see a draft of what the PC heard.
You know what we could do?
That's all they need, yeah.
We can have Oliver come back here today.
Okay.
And give us his...
Tell us what that might be.
Yeah. So like when we get on to something else, I'll run out and we'll get him back here.
If it's just bringing it into alignment with the RCWs, maybe just seeing it first would be... Yeah, okay.
We're good.
Okay. Okay. Kathleen's going to get all of her.
Oh. And then the precinct.
Do we need to hear more about the...
No, I think so. We just agreed to do it.
Yep.
Agreed to do what? The work session?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we just make a 50 million?
Yeah, we don't need a work session.
I missed that.
Task forces, are we down to that?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it could be good to have Rick give us a quick update on the Correctional Facility Advisory Commission, since it happened yesterday.
Certainly.
Do we have minutes from that?
Yes, we do.
We could also get a copy of the minutes.
Certainly.
It'd be helpful.
Certainly. Happy to do it. Yesterday they met. They heard from Dr. Mosher from WSUV regarding social trends, crime trends, information for the background for jails in both state and federal. He did some research, did some validation of some of our numbers, showed us some good things we're doing, some challenges we have. That was followed up by the DLR group, who went over their methodology of how they arrived at the number of beds they recommended. They'll be back in 2 weeks to discuss the master plan and their process in that. The group has basically a three-step process. Should we do something? They've come to that conclusion, we should do something, they'll be recommending. That was after touring the Washington County Jail and then touring Clark County that afternoon. Then the question is what they're going to recommend is the next step, and then where is after that. They'll be deliberating during August and September, November, and we're at least right now on schedule for our report in early November.
You've got a nice robust conversation going on a regular basis.
That would be a way to put it. So a lot like this, I sit on the side and prepare to answer questions and get information for them along with Marlia. So it's a robust is a good word. Yeah. It's quite a diverse group.
Well, that was my other question. The folks on it, you've got the right representation from the interest groups that are all going to be impacted by whatever it is we do or don't do.
Correct. The courts are there. The prosecutors there. Both sets of courts are there. They've got some unique perspectives. Mm-hmm. So it's been a little bit unnerving to have your operation sliced and diced. But on the other hand, we're learning a lot and getting a lot of good information.
Great.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
As long as we have, you can sit down, Rick, as long as we have the sheriff's senior staff here, this might be a good time to talk about records. And there was a discussion when I was gone about a work session, but maybe having a meeting before that meeting, maybe if the sheriff and Mike, Steve, if you could, might be a good time to just, what's the game plan on kind of getting the right information out and the right forum for discussing that? So where was it left?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, you're asking about the work session coming up in August?
Yeah.
Or?
So is there one scheduled?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you knew that. There's a work session scheduled for August where we can present to the council the report that was created by the expert from Florida.
Right.
And the short version is it showed that we were understaffed when we had Lyris, the contract with the City of Vancouver, and we continue to be short-staffed at this time, particularly in our jail records portion, the people who keep track of everybody coming into the jail and how long they're supposed to be in jail, when they can get out of jail. It's quite a complicated job, and it requires a lot of work for 16,000 people being brought into the jail each year.
Okay. Have you met with Mark Gassaway?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you heard that perspective?
Well, I know that there's a dispute as to how they decipher the numbers they believe are needed or not needed.
Yeah.
So I do not have all the details on what that process looks like and where they got their data and how they dispute the people we paid. So, but that's part of the discussion we all need to have, is to decide whether that number is one not enough, 10 not enough, 3 too many, whatever that number truly is.
And I'll just, this is more of a process. Should that kind of information be in the work session, or maybe have a pre-meeting just to have a clarification?
We did ask Mark and one of his staff also to come to the work session as well. Mm-hmm. So, and the expert will be here from Florida, and then that way we can talk about all the different perspectives of that at that time.
Is Vancouver getting more comfortable with the conversation?
You mean the fact that they're, how they're running records, and they're finding it very difficult. I think behind the scenes they would love that we still did it, but because they're filing through people, and they have a lot more people working there than they expected they would need, and they're realizing that there's a lot of work to that function. So,
and you're just thinking, I told you so.
You know,
we would never do that.
The city's a, the city's a big city, and if you remember when they, when we had that unit, it started with about, you know, 85 officers and 40,000 people, and now they're 240 officers and you know, a couple hundred thousand people. Yeah. So they are an agency of size that they really should probably have control of their own records.
Yeah.
So, and they're learning through all the processes that they keep inheriting more work that they believe we should continue to do as a county for them, and we're saying, no, you're one of the big dogs now, you need to play, even though we may help take care of the smaller cities. So there's a little bit of a rub there, but
okay,
it's working.
I just brought, it might be good to have some clarification before we get in front of
and I think that will, that'll at least give the experts and the people that are in dispute an opportunity to talk,
answer it.
Right, because we're not the experts. We're just getting the information. So
that'll,
we'll all be able to hear it at once, I believe, so that so that if there's any dispute and or how that's going to work, it'll be played out in front of everybody so that we all hear the same thing.
So you would rather have Mark Gassler at the work session to, or would you rather meet with him ahead of time so you know what your, what the possible, not discrepancies, but maybe different views might look like?
Well, we have met with the auditor's office.
Okay.
Mark speak for himself, but clearly the study has findings and a number attached to it. We understand the auditor's office feels there might be a rounding error or a rounding implementation that affects that, and we've asked for their viewpoint on exactly what that means, but as far as I know, we haven't received that yet. So it'll be, if the ball's in the auditor's office, if they want to provide that information part of the work session, we'll get that hammered out. If they don't,
I just, I'll apologize. That was something that I had on my list to do before I left, to kind of get people together before the work session to see, because Mark and I met, and it's pretty compelling what he presented to me.
Yeah, so they haven't shared that with us, so we were not.
Okay.
Well, and we haven't seen any numbers either, by the way, so.
Mark's...
another issue. Just happened to
come on down, Mark.
Just couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got together and there's really been no formal analysis done, and we talked about a methodology of analysis that we're going to collaborate on.
Okay.
So we'll have that done probably well ahead of time that we can share or brief the council on it. So we're collaborating right now on taking that report, doing some analysis, and kind of laying out I guess a more easy to understand. When you take a book that's 100 pages or so and try and look through it, it makes it a little difficult. So we're already working on that, and that's kind of where we're at. And so between the two offices, we'll have something probably a couple of weeks, I think, before time.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay.
Colette? We have a shoreline... work session, Shoreline Master Program Amendment Work Session Request. Tell us about that.
A couple months ago or so, there was a work session with the council where Jenna presented some minor amendments to the Shoreline Master Plan as required based on new changes that has gone through the Planning Commission last week or so. They recommended approval on that.
They didn't change it?
They didn't change anything.
So we've already seen it then?
You've already seen it. Now, what we normally do is ask you if you'd like to see it again prior to going to hearing, and that's the request for this.
I don't think so.
Could you resend whatever was the final version that did not get amended, just so it's fresh in our mind?
Sure. I can send you the Planning Commission staff report today.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's it?
It's cool.
Save yourself a work session.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who's next?
We have Mark Gassaway, who's explaining to the sheriff why he may not need as much staff as he thinks he should.
Jim asked me to come just to give you an update on the mining project. It's still very new. They're still just working through the process. So far, our group has met with the Public Works group, and they've began drafting kind of a white paper that just gives a explanation, kind of background information of the county's mining operations. And they've also talked to them and made some suggestions or recommendations on the financial records that need to be, not necessarily gathered, but kind of organized, because it's very, you know, disjointed at this point. And once they have that work together, because again, the...
Well, here, let's just, the reason Mark is here is to just make sure that
we're on track.
They're going to do what you wanted him to do.
Yes.
Very good.
So that
does seem...
So in what you heard is, and I wrote down these notes, is the money in and out in accordance with all agreements? Are the royalties to the county proper?
Right. And that's the financial records that the Public Works group is putting together. And once they have that together, then we'll go in and take a look and make sure we don't see any issues with it. So we don't necessarily do the work ourselves. We can kind of outline, well, here's what the expectation would look like, and so that they can put it together, because it's really never been formalized into an analysis.
Right. And legal, for interpretation of contract language, they're involved too, I'm assuming.
I will make sure that they are.
I understand. They need to be, because, it's likely any outcome is going to get its own set of new disputes, so let's make sure our legal has...
Right. And it's interesting, I've been kind of walked through the history, kind of an overview of the white paper that they're putting together, and there's some interesting relationships, a longtime county contract with Department of Natural Resources, where at one time we had been working in the using the gravel mine. However, now it's being subleased to a different contractor and under different rules. So there has been some mutations of this, and that will all be outlined in the white paper that they put together, so that you can have that that history. And then we'll be looking actually at the financial aspects and be able to tell you yes or no, it's being performed for contract.
Although, just to clarify your question, Councilor Stewart, this is not... The legality is not the focus. This is a numerical review.
The fees that are expected to be paid are based on a contract.
Right.
And so I don't just want to know how many dollar fees they paid, but it's important for us to know if our legal interpreted the contract and said these are the fees that need to be paid.
I think that's a different question.
Yeah.
It is.
Well,
This is something
that's a different.
And again, that's why we're here, right? We want to.
That's
make
why
sure
we're
that
here.
What's
yes.
happening
yeah.
is what your expectations are.
Because that was a challenge, and one of the accusations made by some of the interested parties is mm-hmm. that we're failing, that the contractors may be failing to pay appropriately for the contract, and that we're not collecting or accounting for. So we're going to have to eventually answer that. It's better if we do this, all of this in context.
And just so you know, we have and will be looking at the contract, and one of the things that we're able to audit too is the terms of the contract. So that part of it will be included, as you say, the numerical
mm-hmm. yeah.
piece of that. So I think we will address that.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
The timing on this right now isn't set. We've had some initial meetings, and Public Works is doing some work for us. As you know, this is kind of their busy season, so we're having to work with their schedules as well. So I can get back to you probably next week and kind of give you a timeline of when you can expect some information on this. But the initial phase of the work, kind of the scoping phase of it, we've kind of gone through it already.
Sounds good. Good job. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Heath.
Wait, we got a whole train load here, don't we?
We're juggling topics.
Run them through.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Jim asked me to come just update you on a couple topics we brought, I think, about a month ago. So 63rd Street yeah. Median and Livingston Mountain. So maybe since we're just talking about Livingston, jump on there. So when we met last month, we talked about looking into a safety corridor and kind of what are some of the improvements that we can do out there. So we actually did some research looking at what WSDOT actually, they have safety corridors, and they're not actually doing them anymore for some reason. I think it's a code or law requirement, but there are pieces of what they've done that we want to implement out here. So some of the things we plan to do are there's a term called ball banking curves to make sure the curves are signed appropriately for advisory speeds. So we're going to check the advisory speeds. We're going to use larger signage all the way through basically that corridor, 53rd, Bradford, 262nd. Add reflective pavement markings, so basically to highlight the road a little better. Improve the striping out there. And also on 262nd, it looks like we could probably, we're looking into posting a speed limit out there. There's no speed limit right now, of either 40, 45. We're looking at the numbers, but the data, some of the data that shows is actually people are driving slower than that already, but it's not posted. So we're looking at that possibility as well.
So what's the budget look like to do those safety type? How much is that going to cost?
I don't know.
And then I guess my question is, yay, I suppose, mm-hmm. but that doesn't really address the numbers of trucks and the issues that the neighbors are having with truckloads and numbers of truckloads. And so I'm just want to make sure if we're...
Yeah. And there's two couple different paths here, because this is some what are we can we do make for some potential safety improvements now, and then we're also going through the process with amending the conditional use permit to get clarity on all the truck counts. And the one other thing on this is we got a note from Marnie Allen of the Camas School District yesterday, and they had actually hired their own traffic engineer to kind of do an analysis in the area. That report is in. So we're going to sit down with them and go through whatever the recommendations are out of that report.
Okay. Good. Okay.
63rd Street Median. So we had our second meeting with the business owners this morning and talked through a variety of potential options out there. Kind of where we think we're heading right now is looking at modifying the median to potentially allow some lefts in. At the particular locations for the businesses and trying to accommodate that. So we actually, the all the owners out there are kind of working together, so we're hoping maybe some combined accesses can work out. So our plan is to actually look at the, we got kind of detail out some of the engineering on what these lefts would look like, and then meet with them again in 2 weeks. So, and we, Les Schwab has, they're actually in for a development right now to kind of reorganize their facility. So we're looking at what they're proposing, because they kind of have some unique challenges there with how they move trucks through there. So, so they've been, Jim was at the first meeting, fairly good good meetings, and so hopefully we can find something that works.
How many people showed up today?
I think there was, I want to say there was 8 there. I think all the businesses that we talked to before represented, with the exception of the church. There's a kind of a church and a security place across the street that wasn't there. And there's one other person that wasn't, they just couldn't make it. But we believe we have all the owner. A lot of them are tenants, and we're going to need to work with some of the owners, and we think we have all that contact information.
So you have a follow-up in 2 weeks, another 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think July, we're looking at July 12th.
Thank you very much for the attention to that and trying to find reasonable outcomes. And thank you for the visitation out there.
And we have, you know, we have other places where we're looking at these, and it's a, planning on a much different approach. And there's challenges anywhere we do this. So.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Good.
Thank you.
And Pete, you owe me a follow-up on the quiet zone.
Oh, yes, we've talked about that. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anything else?
During council reports, I forgot.
Okay.
I forgot what I brought. I didn't forget, but we all got this. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. And we'll wait to hear back from Emily. But I just was wondering if, as a council, we, and well, you're leaving, so. But anyway,
set something
if we
in
talk
motion.
About working with contractors on parks and building parks and working for PIP credits, and that we reassess where we're at on this policy and ways to, I think, be a little more friendly to. To those folks that are willing.
Emily
to,
is working on it.
Because we've been talking around it for far too long.
Julie, so is that similar to what Deeb is working on? I don't remember having read that. I recognize it, but I'm sure it's in my inbox. So Deeb has also some concern about that.
PIP credits for PIP
impact.
Yeah, it may. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the Deeb minutes.
So Deeb is, you know, just a couple members I've run into are interested in seeing what reasonably, rationally, and fairly can be done. And I like their approach that, you know, how do we get the outcome we're looking for, but without penalizing developers.
The Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Plan, that's not intricately tied to the comp plan.
It is.
It is. So in order to update that, it would be on the same sort of schedule. If we were to make any policy changes in that plan, it would be on the same as the comp plan.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But to have a park available, does it have to... Can a developer develop a park and turn it over to us and count that as park credits?
Well, so that's the conversation that
they say that we're not counting some of the perks they're already putting in.
Right. So I think it's
they're not getting credit for it when they create a park in a neighborhood, which is ridiculous.
And so I don't know if that's, this is, I guess, maybe you get to, like, but is Kathleen here? The conversation around, maybe it's just code amendments that we can make rather than a pros update, but I think it's worth looking at on a more detailed level.
Definitely.
And I'd like us to have a
student. And I forgot when we'll be coming, the 5th Lane area and 182nd you know, 182nd Avenue and Port Plain. We have one developer agreement signed that we will be approving whenever it is, when we come back to work. So that one will be done. We have Lennar and Nick, the Ross family, hopefully sending their two. So we'll have all three developments ready to put in the extra $800. So it's only taken 2 years.
Yeah, they agreed to it, and then it was never signed. So he reneged.
So we're in.
You think it should be fine?
We're adjourned for two pending litigation.
You can stick there.
Okay. So, and Kathleen is here. She probably should stay since she's going to.
Did you say with?
Be running things the next month, so
I would
ask her to stay
for 30 minutes total.
I would say 10 or 15
for 15 minutes with action afterwards. We're adjourned.
Yes. Oh, I'm gonna turn these on.